It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time, time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens!
Hey, we're the Defective Characters. Three guys sitting around talking about our personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
And James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience about gratitude in Thanksgiving. In this episode 218 of the Defective Characters podcast, let's go.
Woohoo! I love gratitude meetings.
Yes, the gratitude. And I'm glad that we're all together on Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yes, we could have been, but you guys decided not to invite me.
Could you have come?
I could have come. Yep. But you said remote, James. It's okay. Next episode will be about resentments.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know that we were going to be together until like 56 minutes ago.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. How is everything, Dennis?
Everything's good. This week, what did I do? I hung out with Mike. We had breakfast or lunch or something.
No, that was last week.
No, that because we were supposed to do the recording this week, right?
Yeah, and we didn't have breakfast.
Okay, that was last week.
That was last week. So Dennis, have you done anything in the last 2 weeks?
This week, I my parents were out of town, and so I was home alone for 2 days with the dog.
Party!
So me and my dog partied, meaning I gave her medication and fed her on time every day. Other than that, I don't know. I thought that was this week.
No, it was last week.
I started watching Home Alone.
Is it Home Alone? Is that what we're doing next week?
That's one of them, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, we're doing one movie per week, so we got to agree on which one to
do. One per week, and then Hawkeye, since it's so many. How many episodes? Is it six?
Six.
So, James, which two do you want to do? Which two episodes? We each can focus on two. So who wants the first two?
How many episodes are there?
Six total. Six. So first two, then three and four, and then five and six. How do we want to break that up?
You're asking me. I'll do the first two.
Okay. Dennis?
I'll take five and six because that's where Florence Pugh is in those episodes.
So we'll get a couple weeks. So that way, I think it's good. So it gives everybody time to, in the next week, watch and try to pick out things you can identify with in the program, both before and during the program, that kind of shows up. We've been doing that the last couple years and got a lot of people responding. Geez, I never realized how many isms show up in some of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's kind of fun.
I'm going to have... My wife watch it with me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So you'll do episode one and two. I'll do three and four and then five and six. So that way it really only ends up being, I mean, if you want to watch it, it's still shorter than a lot of the Marvel movies, you know, because I think every episode's only like 30 minutes, right? Somewhere in there.
Yeah. They're under an hour.
Are we doing Home Alone one?
Home Alone one.
Then Hawkeye weeks?
Yes. Home Alone 1 and then Home Alone 2.
What?
Well, you said no to Christmas Vacation because you don't own a DVD player.
We're doing Home Alone, Hawkeye, Nightmare Before Christmas, and then we're supposed to do Christmas Vacation 2, but we don't know where to watch it.
There's no place to watch it. Yeah, that's a toughie. Apparently, it wasn't good enough to actually be on a streaming service.
Have we done a Mickey's Christmas Carol?
We have. As a matter of fact, it's on that list.
What about The Grinch?
Yep, it's on that list. Everything, if you go into the text group.
Let's just assume I have not looked at the list.
Well, go ahead. Go right ahead. I think it works out fine.
So that's how my week was. How was your week?
James?
Here I am.
How was everything? And what do you got planned for Thanksgiving, Dennis, before we move to James?
Oh, here's Dennis.
I'm supposed to go down to my sister's house, and I'm nervous and anxious about it, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, what's the worst that could happen? That you're uncomfortable? Realistically, will you die?
I don't know, maybe.
There you go.
If you think that's the worst, if you die, you'll be at peace.
Yeah, think about it.
I don't want to die, though.
Well, nobody wants to die.
On Home Alone.
If you think anyone's going to miss you, then don't worry about that. I'm just kidding. I'd come to your open casket.
The thing that's so funny, Dennis, is your sponsor's already said, hey, if anything happens that Dennis doesn't want to do that anymore, I'll just step right in. And we're like, no, your name's Mike. We're not going to redo this. And, you know, Eddie said, I'll change my name to Dennis. And I'm like,
I saw the two mics at a meeting on Monday night. Your sponsor was one of the mics, and the other one was the other mic, but not you, Mike.
No,
the other
not two this mic. Right. Yeah. Well, that's so good.
One of them fell off a scooter. It was a funny mic drop.
that is good. I like that. I like that, James.
A mic joke, quality joke right there.
What, how is everything, James? So I know, are both boys in town right now?
No, so I'm not. It's funny you mentioned that because I was. Their mom texted me Monday morning. She said that my son, a 16-year-old, is home all week. I guess they're giving kids all week off for Thanksgiving now. Last time I remembered, it was just 2 days and then the weekend.
When I was in school, I got all week off.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, up in Massachusetts, you would get a half day on Wednesday and then just Thursday, Friday. But yeah, now they're doing it. They're really, you know what they're doing? They're just trying to screw over all the parents that have to try to figure it out.
It's a Florida thing because I went to school in Florida and we always got a week.
That's a bunch of malarkey. Yeah, but yeah, you went where? You went like around the Tampa area?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. James and I actually, we grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, the school of hard knocks.
You grew up in completely different states.
Yeah, but still the same in that we were hard. We weren't soft like you, Dennis.
Yeah, I like softies. So I texted my son. I was like, oh, I heard you got the week off. That's cool. How exciting. And he's like, yeah, I'm excited too. He's like, is it okay if I stay here so I can hang out with friends? And I laughed because I had no plans to go get him at all. And so I was happy to say, yeah, sure, no problem.
So is it around Christmas?
That was a win for me.
Is it around Christmas they're coming? Is that what I was thinking of?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that. Because I'm picking the boys up Christmas Eve, keeping them for 7 days, and I'm bringing them back on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
So they'll have Christmas with me, New Year's with their mom. And I did... kind of have to bribe. It's kind of a bribe. My their mother texted me that my 16-year-old, he got a job for that week. For 5 days, he's going to be watching. He's going to be dog sitting. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, no, he's going to come up here. And so he was on the group text. I was like, what I said was, too bad he'll be up here with his dad for Christmas. And I was like, don't worry, Dylan, I'll cover the cost that you'll miss for not, you know, dog sitting. He texted me this morning. He's like, Dad, yeah, I was going to stay the night there for 5 nights and make $60 a day. So I got out my trusty calculator and I found out it was $300. And I was like, dang it. So what I did was I was like, well, how about I give you $150 and I'll give it to you right now. That always works. Right now. He's like, okay. So Talitha was not happy about that. She thinks that my word should go. But I'm also proud of him for getting a job during Christmas break. And I don't want him to miss out. And frankly, I don't mind. I just won't get him presents. So like the $150,
yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to give to him. Easy peasy. So they're coming. We got a hotel right in celebration. So that's going to be nice. And I did a gift exchange for the entire family for Christmas morning. It's on Elfster. Have you heard of it?
No.
So there's this app called Elfster. And it's this, the app sets up the whole gift exchange. And everyone has a deadline to join. And the next day after everyone's joined, it randomizes and everyone picks out. And it picks out one person that you buy a gift for, and everyone buys a gift for one person. So you only have to buy one gift for Christmas, up to $50.
Well, that's a good deal.
It's amazing.
Nice. Way to go.
And Dennis, put your shirt back on. Ugh, Dennis. All right. What about you, Mike?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys. Let me see. This past week has been good. I had Olivia on Saturday night because in the parenting plan, it's every other year that I have her for Thanksgiving. And because of Christmas break being the entire week, whoever has her for Thanksgiving has her the entire week. So because I don't have her, this week, I was able to just grab her Saturday. We went to Cheesecake Factory and out to eat for brunch. And that's where I saw that they actually have places. I kind of knew that they had them. I just never, like, looked into them that will make the Thanksgiving meal and you can just pick it up. And Metro Diner has one that that Becky, my fiance, was like, oh, maybe we do that. So I'm gonna watch the parade with, we have the boys just in the morning, so we're gonna watch the parade together and the dog show, and then I'm gonna go grab it and we're probably gonna eat about 3 o'clock. So that'll be fun. Yeah, just looking forward to some of this. So we are recording this the day before Thanksgiving, so that way we'll see tomorrow how Thanksgiving kind of works out for all of us. I hope I don't get food poisoning, because I've got food poisoning before when I did the grocery store Thanksgiving meal that you can pick up and just reheat. And it honestly ripped through my intestines pretty rapidly. So I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how sometimes you can eat something and then it can be with you, like a donut supposed to be with you for what did you say, Dennis? Like 38 days.
I don't remember right. Ever saying that.
No, you never said it. I just didn't know if you were taking a nap. I wasn't sure what was happening. And then there's other food that it's like as soon as it hits your tongue, you're like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to be sick. I don't know how that works out, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it plans out.
That's what happened to my wife and I. We went to Cracker Barrel a couple of days ago on Friday, and we both looked at each other after we ate, and we're like, I don't feel well. She's like, I don't either. And then no more Cracker Barrel.
See?
Yes.
Yeah, that place is hot garbage. Now, I have former resentment because my ex-wife, she would always be like, Cracker Barrel's the best. And I'm like, there's better. There's so many better places. And
I used to Cracker Barrel.
No,
they don't even have barrels of crackers.
They
there.
Don't. They don't, but they do have somebody doing crack in the back alley.
Next to the barrels.
That's what it is. They sit on the barrels and they, we don't have to do that. This is a recovery podcast. We're just poking fun at people that haven't yet found their rooms, right? It's good. So maybe Dennis, since this is the gratitude episode that we've done since we started this podcast, so the fifth year that we have done a gratitude episode that's landed on Thanksgiving.
There's no way this is the fifth year.
The fifth time we have done the gratitude episodes. Wow. Yep, back in 2019 was the first one. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So what are you grateful for this past year that is different than years past? That's the way that we've done it.
Wait, say that again?
Well, if you listen to the podcast in years past, we've done things that you're grateful for this past year. Since it is the gratitude episode. Okay?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I thought you said something about changing it.
No. I said, are we changing it after 5 years?
No, not at all. We should keep it the same always.
He's stalling because he's not grateful for anything.
Oh, Dennis.
No, what is it that our friend Richard always says? Gratitude is the aristocrat of all the emotions. Yeah. A tyrant, if you will. Okay, I don't know. I'm kind of spacey this morning. I was working on something, and then James is like, come down, meet me at the diner now. And I'm like, but okay. So, yeah. But I'm grateful for that. It's good to see my friends sometimes. And, you know, gratitude for me, it's like, it's not natural, you know. I'm usually like in a mindset of the things that are wrong with me or life or the world, and that can cloud out the gratitude or whatever. But luckily I have a friend and James's wife, and we do a gratitude thing every week. Well, she'll call me, or if we see each other in person, then we'll like name five things we're grateful for. And we've been doing that for like 6 years or so. And I like that because it like forces me to think of something that I'm grateful for. And a lot of times it's like little things, because not a lot of big things are happening. But I can be like grateful for the rain and for the sunshine and for the trees. And I think vocalizing it reminds me that there are a lot of things in the world that I take for granted that I can be grateful for. You know, one thing is that recently my mom's car visors broke, so they wouldn't stay up because like the sun melted them, and they would flip down in the middle of driving. And we recently got them fixed, and I was driving at night to pick up my dad the other day, and the visors were just staying up. And it was like, I'm so grateful for visors that work, you know. And that's something that like we all take for granted. Like, how often do we think about the visors going up, you know? What do you guys think?
James, you want to go next?
Sure. Thanks, Dennis. That was a mighty, mighty gratitude list. Especially about the visors.
I never saw it coming, maybe because the sun was in my eyes.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of the sun. Like, I love the sun when I'm, like, at the pool and at the beach and just, like, a nice, cool 73-degree weather days. But in the middle of the summer, I am not so grateful for the sun or the heat. But we're not talking about what I'm not grateful for. We're talking about what I am grateful for. And first and foremost, I am so grateful for my relationship with God today, because I truly believe that, you know, without God's help, I would be either dead or in jail or just in my own sick, twisted hell that I created because of my alcoholism. And, you know, I think gratitude is also, you know, it's partly action. You know, I can be grateful for something, but what am I doing about it? And I believe that's true by, you know, expressing my feelings towards God, how grateful I am to him and to other people. Like, listen, I did not beat my alcoholism. God got me through the worst of it, and God helped me through the steps and on a daily basis. You know, I always have a good work day when I remember to tap into God and to ask Him to come into my heart and to go into the restaurant first and to, you know, fill everyone else's hearts with His Spirit. And then that, for some reason, when I go in with that gratitude and that expectance of His will, you know, it's such a good feeling. I'm so grateful for my children that, you know, although they've seen me at my worst, I have a wonderful relationship with them today. And they remind me a lot of myself when I was their age. And I pray for them. I pray that they have a relationship with God like I do without going through all the bad stuff that I went through. I think that's a good prayer. I'm grateful for my wife, who is also my accountability buddy. So when I'm a little off the tracks, she's going to put me right back on the tracks very subtly, or sometimes she'll yell at me. But either way, if I'm doing something that's not integral, I will hear about it if she is within walking distance. I don't know how she knows upstairs that I'm doing something wrong, but she comes downstairs and says, "What are you doing?"
Quiet.
And the thing is, like, for the past 6 years, we've worked our own different programs. We have our different friends. We have different sponsees. We'll go to different meetings, and we don't harass each other, but we will call each other out. Me, not so much with her, because she's like Miss Goody Two Shoes. But remember, I've seen her when she's drinking, so she's come a long way. And I'm so grateful for you guys to always make time for me and my silly podcast dreams. I appreciate you guys so much, and I appreciate you being there for me through all the difficulties in life and changes. I'm grateful that I have a job today. I'm grateful that just the other day, I noticed that my tire pressure was low. And I was like, oh, no, what do I do? I brought it to Amigos, and they fixed it because they found a nail in my tire. But at the same time, they said, look. But I think they said, Mita. And I saw in the tire that there was threads. You could see the threading, and all my tires were bald. So I'm grateful that I got the nail in the tire before I got a blowout, and I was able to take it.
Looking at it.
I was able to, that's why I wasn't able to meet you guys on Monday. And boy, our tires expensive. It cost me $700 to get 4 new tires.
Yeah. That was this Monday, right?
Yeah, it was Monday. So I'm grateful that I'm able to take money out of each check and put it away for times when my tires need changing, you know, because before, you know, I was living check to check. I never had money for anything. If something was a couple hundred dollars, I would freak out because I didn't have a couple hundred dollars to my name. Now I can spend $700 and still be fine and go buy groceries the next day. It's a better way to live, you know, because I'm so grateful for all that. And then, you know, I'm grateful for AA, and I'm grateful for all the different tools in my life, the tools that give me the opportunity to be grateful in the first place, the opportunity to pause when agitated, to not take things personally, to do the best I can and not assume anything. Those are some of the great joys in my life today. And I'm going to cry because I'm so grateful. It's not. Go, Mike.
Way to go. I think it's funny that every single year, like, I don't know. I think there's big changes that have happened to all of us. The ebbs and flows of life, right? What I had to be grateful for the first year that we did this podcast was the first year of my daughter's life. And then the second in 2020 was having her, but also really having you guys going through, you know, a divorce and trying to restart things. And now I have so much to be grateful for. Just last night,
I got a gift, a ornament from Becky, my fiance, which was a Etsy. It was an Etsy ornament, so one that you can like customize and have made. Like people have different Etsy shops and stuff, and it was a ornament of a Christmas tree, and it had her name and my name, and then our three kids' names below on the ornament. And it's like, this, it's what I always wanted, was to have a big family. And it looks different than the way that I originally thought it would. And, you know, I'm grateful that God's given me the ability to say, this is the perfect way that I, that it ever could happen, you know, where I can actually watch these kids grow up, and looking back to pictures just 3 years ago, how much they have grown. You know, my program has allowed me to handle what gets put in front of me. And the thing that's right in front of me, not the thing that is so far in advance that is making me freak out and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. Because that's not realistic for me. I know that if I look far ahead, it will make me say no to anything. But if I just look at that next thing and go, okay, can I tackle that? Well, today I can. And to stay in my hula hoop, that's what it's allowed me to do. It's allowed me to not worry about stuff that isn't actually necessary. This podcast, I never would have thought we would have been heading into calendar year number 5. You know, in January, it will be 2024. So like 5 solid years of doing this podcast and moving into that. It's just, there's a lot of gratitude that I have. And the old timers, you know, we had a lot of people in our circle that passed away this year. You know, Danny that told his story in particular. And I remember all the things that he taught me, you know, by just small, before the meeting or after the meeting talks, or any time that we had at the coffee shop. And just grateful for that time, that every single opportunity that we have to sit down together or on the phone, that I take that and I replay it in my head afterwards, so that way I remember. Because if I don't do that, I know that I won't remember it, and it will go in one ear and out the other. I've had some really great friends teach me things, and James and Dennis continue to do that. So just grateful for you guys. And I hope that this is the best Thanksgiving for everybody. You know, I always say when I drop off or when I used to drop off the kids before my work schedule changed in the morning, that there's only one thing that you can control: your perspective on the day. So if you want to say that you had a bad day, you can say that and it's just going to get worse. Or you could say, I had a good day and think about the good things. And that's where the gratitude lives. You know, I will never find negativity and gratitude to be on the same list. You know, it's impossible. So there's a closing statement that I know is a grateful heart will never drink. And I believe that. I believe that that's true. If you're truly grateful, how are you to say this thing doesn't work and that there's an answer in a drink or a drug that's going to make it better? So
good.
I think that's enough out of me.
I think I'm the only one who's working tomorrow on Thanksgiving. And it's at Disney, and I kind of was laughing with people. I was working Saturday. It doesn't matter, but every time I would give them all their food, because it's at Disney with the restaurant where I work, it's such a big feast. I'd be like, look, it's like an early Thanksgiving. And everyone would also laugh. They're like, yes, it truly is like a barbecue Thanksgiving. And it's going to be like that tomorrow. So I'm excited. And my wife picked up a shift tomorrow too, because I told her I had to work. So we're, we had a little Thanksgiving feast last night. We had Italian food.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dennis. I squished him.
Oh, you squished Dennis.
Sorry, I, this morning when you guys text, it was like, I was half asleep and you said, let's meet at 10. And I forgot that I was, you know, I do CrossFit from 9:30 to 10:30, but I wasn't going to change it. So I was like, actually, I got a little happy. I was like, oh, I don't have to go to CrossFit.
Yeah.
But I did wake up. Like, if I don't go exercise, I get hungry. So I was like, Dennis, just let's go to the diner. Sorry we didn't invite you. We should have.
It's okay. It's okay.
Would you have come?
I would have come.
Damn it. I'm sorry, Mike.
It's okay. It's okay. Saturday? What do we think? Saturday? What do you guys got?
I'm working a double shift.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I give it up, I'll... we can go have breakfast. How about that?
Just let me know. If not, next week. It's always a good time.
I have someone who wants to work my entire double shift. So I kind of want to do that, but at the same time, they'd be giving up, you know, $500.
I think we'll just find. I'm grateful for you guys. I love you like brothers, and I'm glad that we've been able to keep this going. So it's the best scrapbook, you know. We have,
yes.
You know, we do have to stop when we get to episode 500, though. But outside of that, that's it. But, I mean, we still got another 5 years.
Why do we have to stop at 500?
Because, well, then at 500, then Dennis is going to edit them. Dennis is going to edit them. You imagine? Dennis, I feel like if you listen to the podcast, your ego would get so big.
Has that? Editing got easier and more streamlined as we've gone.
It's so streamlined. It's yeah, it pretty much streams itself. So
good.
That's good. Well, happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a happy turkey. We'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 219. Remember, we are going to do episode 219 on Home Alone. So watch Home Alone and see what you can identify with. Where the defective character is entirely right to have all these character defects to remember. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Oh, oh. Gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble. And we'll see you next time.